Did she read?
The most important day in my life was the day I realized that all of the history books in my school were wrong. They all said that the Spaniards conquered us, but they did not. They did not conquer us. They divided us. Yes, this division has devastated our people and our land, but never, never have we been conquered.
Around that corner, three of my friends died in the mine there. The mining company is from your country. The family who used to live on the land where the mine is now grew the most treasured native potatoes of this region. Long before the Spaniards came, the ancestors of this family passed down the potato seeds. For thousands of years, our knowledge was passed down like this, from generation to generation, mother to son, father to daughter. And our people were fully themselves. But when the Spaniards came, they used weapons to expel us off our lands and silence this knowledge. Today, foreigners have even more power to expel us off our lands. Today, they use weapons of laws, markets, modified seeds, and mines. And your people do this believing that you are helping us. Your people have justified what you do. Your gadgets, jewels, and fuel is more important to your people than our land, our lives. Our land is not just nutrients. Our land is not a commodity. Our land is not just soil and dirt. Our land is our daughter. Our land is our father. Our land is our ancestors. We have cariño for our land. Cariño is our word. Cariño means the love a parent has for their child.
If I could tell you, your people, one word, I would give you the word enough. Who you are, those who you have, and the land under your feet is enough. Your people must live out this word right now. All else is excess that burdens you. This excess you must surrender. You are scared because you know. You know that you must give up your oil and silver. But hear me. Your lives will be better without it. Do not waste more time. Our lives here are dependent upon your willingness to say enough today.
So the question of where I'm going to be today. And this is the last symbol that I just pulled. And no, it is not from Peru. And maybe other things that I snuck in, but no, not a jar of dirt. But this is actually the soil of our land, just south of here. Courtesy of my mother, who was raking leaves this morning, and I asked her to grab a shovel and take it back. So where on earth do we begin? One of the most incredible moments when I was there was when I was speaking with Tony. Tony, who is through Ellen's voice this evening. Or Antonio. And when he would speak about his land, although it was in Spanish and through my translation, and it was so similar to how my friends of Indigenous heritage here speak about their land. And I was just so struck by how divided these people are. But I found so much hope there. Despite 500, nearly 600 years of ceaseless onslaught, this ancient cariño has survived. That's incredible. That is incredible. And that gives me a lot of hope. And I think that it is our, that Perino is our starting place. So what is cariño? What is, how do you love land like a parent loves a child? So here's a story. It's actually when I was in Bolivia. Isn't that funny? But it applies to Peru. I was high up in the Andes, and a community there was making the decision of whether they would stay and die on their land or whether they would move and leave their daughter, the land. I cannot imagine having to make that choice. The reason they had to make this choice is because they had been living there for generations on this piece of land because it was glacier-fed. Beautiful, beautiful fresh water for generations. And in the last 10 years, that glacier began to melt, and this year, the ice did not return. Before I was to come into the community, three of the older women there met me at the top of the ridge, and they said, "We're so excited you're here. We have been waiting for you." But first, before you come into our town, we need to show you our garden. I said, "Qué perfecto. Estoy completamente feliz. I'm so happy. Let's go. Wonderful. Please show me." And so we began to walk up this mountain. Oh, my goodness. And I'm from the coast. I mean, come on. I know mountains. But and these three older women with those large, large skirts, oh, just the strength. They just hiked and hiked and hiked. And eventually we got to the ridge. And we looked over, and there was the most incredible garden I've ever seen. High, high in the Andes. It's so cold, and yet fruit trees, vegetables, flowers. It was incredible. And they turned to me, and they said, "This is our garden. And this is our cemetery." In this same land is where they lay their family members to rest. Death, new life. And I began to more deeply understand cariño for land because of that. And I think that's what they needed me to understand before they had me come and join in the circle. I don't know, but I think. So I think this is our starting place. But I want to share with you, though, something that I'm fearful of. Because I think that we can all agree that change is happening. I no longer feel like a crazy person to be talking about these issues. We are facing some extreme obstacles, yet there is movement, and I think we all feel it happening. But one thing that scares me is that I'm worried that the dominant motivation for this movement, for change, for transition into a different lifestyle is coming from a place of fear. And I worry that we are changing because we need to and not because we want to. And I consider fear a great motivator. And I consider it the motivator for the survival of the fittest. But I don't consider it a motivator for a kinder future. I think we will change because we have to. I think we will adapt and be resilient because human beings have tended to be that way. But I worry that we aren't coming from a deeper place. And so I think that we have an option right now to allow crises to motivate us, or we can allow cariño to be our motivator. But then the question is, how do we have cariño? And so I have one last voice. And it's Tony. And he said to me, "We do what we can with your companies. When the time is right, we protest. When the time is right, we pray. When the time is right, we sing and dance our sorrow. When the time is right, we die for our cause. But we have been dying for 500 years. We alone are not enough, even though some of us have survived. We hope you will share our cause. Your people do not know what they are doing. Bring home the word enough. It is not us who are the most in need. It is your people. Your people's hearts are the most sick. So, go home and fill with love the hearts of those who rape our land. Share with them. Embrace them. Cook for them like we have cooked for you. Do not hate them. Love them, so that they may too live from this place, live from their land." So Tony's message suggests that our response to such massive suffering, to systemic sin, is to have a potluck. So to me, we aren't called to ideological breakthrough or technological breakthrough, but simply to be present. And to me, the question, where on earth do we begin, I refer to Wendell Berry's poem, which is "The Peace of Wild Things." And I believe that it is when we acknowledge that something other than ourselves exists, that we are a part of one great community, that is where cariño comes. And so, I have one request, and I'd love to take 10 minutes outside with you and do some contemplation outside in the peace of wild things. And I believe tonight there is a wild wind. So I would be honored if you join me outside.
All right, folks, I'm not going to take you outside with us. I'm going to give up the stream for the time being. I might come back in here and pick it up again. But we're going to go be wild outside.